はい、ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Okay, welcome to JapanesePod101.com Grammar Bonus Track. These grammar tracks are going to bring everything together. These tracks are intentionally designed to give you the grammar you need. The lessons are sometimes constrained by time. And in this bonus track, we're going to slowly break down the grammar so we bring it all together. This is the first of three grammar tracks regarding verb conjugation. First, we'd like to start off with the basic structure of an English sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Natsuko, what is the basic structure of an English sentence?
Subject, verb, and object.
Yes. For example, I, subject, eat, verb, lunch.
Mm-hmm.
Object, I eat lunch. Subject, verb, object.
Yes.
Now, what's the case for Japanese?
Subject, object, and then verb.
Yes. So, using the same example,
mm-hmm.
we have I, subject, mm-hmm. object, lunch.
Yes.
And then verb, eat.
That's right.
I, lunch, eat. Okay? So Japanese is a subject, object, verb, dependent marking language, with the verbs always coming at the end. This is a key point.
Yes, remember that.
Always at the end. Now, we say always, but we have to put an asterisk next to it.
Oh, boy.
You know, there may be a poem or something out there where the author changes the order
yes.
to get his feeling across.
Yes, right.
But listen, we're giving you the 99 percentile.
Yes.
Yes. So, you know, if you want to shoot us an email saying this isn't always the case, feel free to. But again, this is 99 percentile. So we hope that you give us a little leeway with this.
Yes.
Again, this lesson is SSA approved, Sasahara Sensei approved, right?
Wow.
We were specifically waiting for her approval.
Yes.
To start this series.
Please teach us grammar.
Okay, so today what we're going to look at, as I stated before, this is one of three grammar lessons on conjugation.
Oh, we have three?
Yes, and the reason we have three is almost all Japanese verbs fall into three groups.
Only three?
Only three.
Wow.
That's it. You know, Japanese gets such a bad reputation for being such a difficult language.
I know.
But in reality, the conjugation in Japanese verbs is, I would have to say, on the easy side.
Yes, it's really simple.
There's a system to it.
Mm-hmm.
And once you get this system down,
you just follow the way.
And the sky is the limit. Okay. What we're going to introduce today is...
一段 verbs.
Yes. Now, can you give it to us one more time?
一段.
Break it down.
一段.
And one time fast.
一段.
Yes. These are also known as class 2 verbs.
Oh.
Now, the reason they get the name 一段
mm-hmm.
is a little bit beyond the scope of today's grammar point.
Okay.
So what we're going to do is we'll give it to you in some later lessons.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to all tie together. But for now, just please remember, 一段 class 2. Now, can you give us what is the special characteristic about 一段 or class 2 verbs?
These verbs tend to end in 이る or 得る.
What we'd like to do now is give you two examples. Remember, the 一段 verbs tend to end in
이る
or
得る.
Okay, two examples, please.
이る.
Okay, one more time.
이る.
What's this verb?
To exist for moving living things.
Yes, animate living things. And remember, we introduced this last week.
Yes.
So, 이る is an 一段 verb. Now, you said they tend to end in 이る
mm-hmm.
or 得る. Can
mm-hmm.
you give us another example?
食べる.
Now, break this down for us.
食べる.
Now, this is also an 一段 verb.
Yes.
So, Natsuko,
mm-hmm.
you said 一段,
yes.
or class 2 verbs, tend to end in 이る or 得る.
Right.
But, you know, in Japanese, the syllables are not an even split.
Oh,
so,
oh, yes.
you know, yeah, 食べる, it's mm-hmm. not such a A, it's more like a be.
Right.
Is there some kind of way we can remember what's what?
Oh, there's a good way. You can just extend the sound before lu very long.
Okay, can you give us an example? Like you said,
食べる.
Yeah, you said they tend to end in eru.
Yes.
Give us your trick relating to this.
Okay, just extend the sound before ru. Taberu.
I see.
Did you hear it?
Yeah, it sounds like the A.
Yes.
I heard it.
Uh-huh. So that way you can find out whether you have E sound or A sound there.
I got it. Mm-hmm. Very, very interesting.
Speak it out. Just speak it out and extend it.
So for iru, mm-hmm. it's obvious. Got it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
Thank you.
Okay. And again, all of these verbs end in ru.
Yes. Yes.
So just like you said, hold the vowel before the ru,
mm-hmm.
and you can find out.
Yes.
Okay. So when conjugating a Japanese verb, we need to get the root or the stem.
Yes.
And the root or the stem is the part that doesn't change.
Yes.
In almost every Japanese verb, there's a certain part that stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to refer to that. You can take your pick. We'll use both. Root or stem. I know some of you are from the stem school. Some of you are from the root school. So we'll use both.
Mm-hmm.
But the root of the stem refers to the part that doesn't change.
Yes.
Okay? So when we're talking about ichidan verbs, how do we get this root or stem?
Just drop the ru.
That's it. Just drop the ru.
Yes.
That's it. Out of here. Mm-hmm. And we have the stem. And then we can conjugate.
Yes.
Okay, let's take our examples. We said iru.
Iru.
How do we get the stem or root?
Drop ru.
And then we have?
I.
And that's the stem,
yes.
or root. Okay, how about taberu? How do we get the root or stem?
Drop ru.
And?
Tabe.
That's the stem. We got it. It's that easy to get the stem.
Yes.
And once you have the stem, it's just all you can conjugate.
Yes.
Okay, so now we have the root. We want to attach the correspondent ending.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this week,
yes.
we're focusing on
yes.
polite present.
I see.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the polite present form is otherwise known as?
Masu ending.
Yes. The polite or present form is also known as the mas ending. So to conjugate ichidan or class two verbs
yes.
into the polite present form, we drop the
ru
and we add?
Masu.
Yes. Okay, so let's
easy.
Do...
Easy.
It's easy.
So simple, isn't it?
So simple. How did Japanese get a bad reputation?
I never know.
Propaganda.
Oh, because they didn't have Japanese Pod 101.
That's good. Okay, now let's take our verbs mm-hmm. and conjugate them mm-hmm. into the polite present form.
Okay.
So why don't you give us a dictionary form first
okay.
of... The verb to exist for living, moving things.
Iru.
Yes. Okay. Now, give us the polite form.
Imasu.
Okay. That's it. What did you do?
Drop ru and add masu.
Yep. It's that easy.
Mm-hmm.
We have iru. We drop
ru.
Add
masu.
Imasu. Again, take the stem or root, which is I, and add
masu.
That easy. Okay, let's go to the next ichidan verb that we have.
Taberu.
Okay, one more time.
Taberu.
What's the root or stem?
Tabe.
Okay, so we're going to drop the
ru
and add
masu.
Becomes?
Tabemasu.
That easy.
Easy.
Oh,
easy.
So
wow.
easy and so fun.
Yes.
So now you got that down. Now what we want to do
mm-hmm.
is we want to work on the negative polite form.
I see.
Now, is the negative difficult? Not at all. Again, we're going to use the root or stem.
Yes.
And then we're going to attach the corresponding ending. In the polite present form,
mm-hmm.
the positive ending was?
Masu.
Very nice. What was the negative one?
Masen.
One more time.
Masen.
Break it down.
Masen.
And one time fast.
Masen.
Okay. And this is the negative polite present form.
Yes.
Now let's add these to our root of stem. Again, we had?
Iru.
Let's get to the stem of the root, which is?
I.
Then we add on?
Masen.
Give us the whole word?
Imasen.
That's it. Now we have the negative polite present form of the verb to exist for living, moving things.
Yes. So it's like not here. He's not here. Imasen.
Yep. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Next we have?
Taberu.
Okay, now, how do we say the negative polite present form?
食べません.
That's it.
Easy. Did
so
you get that?
So easy. Give it to us one more time.
食べません.
Okay, again, root of stem, which is?
食べ.
Plus?
ません.
Negative polite present form. It's that easy. Okay, now what we want to do is a little bit of a review right here.
Okay.
Okay, can you give us the dictionary form of the verb to exist for living, moving things?
いる.
Okay, can you give us the polite present form?
います.
Negative polite present form.
いません.
Okay. How about the same for the verb to eat? Give us the dictionary form.
食べる.
Okay, now give us the polite present form.
食べます.
And give us, finally, the negative polite form.
食べません.
That's it.
That's it.
Okay, it's that easy. Now, one more thing.
Yes.
Let's go. We have the polite present form and the polite negative form.
Mm-hmm.
What about the informal negative form?
Right.
How do we get that?
You add ない.
To?
You add ない to the root or the stem.
Perfect. We add
ない.
And can you break that down for us?
ない.
One time fast.
ない.
To?
The root or the stem.
Perfect. Okay, why don't we try this for the verb to exist for living, moving things? Give us the dictionary form.
いる.
And we should point out here, but I'm sure you know that the dictionary form is the same as the informal present form.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so now we want the negative informal present form.
Okay.
And we get that by, as you said, adding
ない
to the
root or the stem.
Why don't you give us the negative informal present form for the verb to exist for living, moving things?
いない.
Yes. One more time.
いない.
Slowly.
いない.
Bisyllable.
いない.
And one time fast.
いない.
Again, what do we do here?
Drop る.
Add.
ない.
To the?
Root or the stem.
Yes, and in this case, the root or the stem is?
い.
Yep. So now let's try it for the verb to eat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, everybody out there, now see if you can get it before we give it to you. Give us the dictionary form.
食べる.
Okay. What's the root?
食べ.
Now, remember, in the informal present form, we add the root plus?
ない.
What's the root of to eat?
食べ.
Plus?
ない.
So, the negative informal present form is?
食べない.
Yep.
Did you get that?
Okay, and that's it.
Oh, so simple.
So simple. And we have just a few more. And we have, after two more of these, that's it.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what are we going to do? Everyone's going to be able to speak on their own.
Wow.
What can we teach them?
Wow, that would be wonderful.
Yes. Okay, any questions, anything at all, send us an email. We're there to help you. Stop by, leave us a post. We're here 24 hours.
We're waiting for you.
Okay, that concludes our first grammar session.